Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Диалог прозвучит два раза. Между первым и вторым прослушиванием у вас будет время для выполнения задания. Сейчас у вас есть одна минута, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
I'm delighted to welcome to the show today Tim Pierce, one of our most famous wildlife filmmakers. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you.
Now, you've just returned from the Arctic. What were you doing there?
I was with a team making a documentary about polar bears. It's actually the longest project I've ever been involved in. Most of them only take 2 or 3 months. We spent about 8 months in the Arctic in all, filming in Canada, Norway, Alaska and Russia.
What were the conditions like?
Well, we got quite used to working in minus 35 degrees Celsius, but the temperature dropped to minus 50 for over a week when we were in Alaska. I've never been so cold in my life. It was almost impossible to film in these conditions, so we packed up and went to Norway. There it was only minus 25 degrees Celsius, which was a big improvement.
What clothes did you wear?
Lots of them. I used to wear up to 7 layers, with 3 hats and scarves and 3 lots of gloves. Surprisingly, the best material for these things turned out to be wool. The man-made materials used for modern skiing equipment are fine when you're active, but you need wool if you are standing around, which we wear much of the time.
Was it difficult getting close to film the polar bears?
It wasn't too bad. We made sure that we only wore white clothing so that the bears couldn't see us against the snow, and we even painted our camera equipment white. The main thing was to test the wind direction to be certain that we kept downwind of the bears. They have an astonishingly powerful sense of smell. They could detect us from over a kilometer away.
I'm ashamed to say I don't know very much about polar bears. I've only seen them in zoos. Can you tell me something about them? How big do they grow, for example?
If it's standing upright, a male polar bear can be more than 3 meters tall, and they easily reach a weight of more than 600 kilos. Although in the summer, when there is less food, they can lose up to half their body weight.
Did you see any baby polar bears?
Yes. In fact, I think that's one of the happiest memories, seeing baby polar bears playing in the snow. They are actually born under the snow in December and don't see the outside world until April, when they are about 4 months old. We managed to film 2 cubs leaving the den with their mother for the first time. It was a marvelous moment.
That's great. Now, can you tell me about what you are planning to do next? Are you going somewhere warm for a change?
No, not exactly. I shall be staying here for a while, actually. The head of natural sciences at Bristol University has invited me to give some lectures. So, for the next few months, I shall be preparing a series of them for the autumn term. But after that, who knows?
Well, good luck for future, Tim, and thank you for coming in to talk to us today.
У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы выполнить задание. Через 30 секунд вы услышите запись снова. Прослушайте диалог еще раз и проверьте свой ответ.
I'm delighted to welcome to the show today Tim Pierce, one of our most famous wildlife filmmakers. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you.
Now, you've just returned from the Arctic. What were you doing there?
I was with a team making a documentary about polar bears. It's actually the longest project I've ever been involved in. Most of them only take 2 or 3 months. We spent about 8 months in the Arctic in all, filming in Canada, Norway, Alaska and Russia.
What were the conditions like?
Well, we got quite used to working in minus 35 degrees Celsius. But the temperature dropped to minus 50 for over a week when we were in Alaska. I've never been so cold in my life. It was almost impossible to film in these conditions, so we packed up and went to Norway. There it was only minus 25 degrees Celsius, which was a big improvement.
What clothes did you wear?
Lots of them. I used to wear up to 7 layers, with 3 hats and scarves and 3 lots of gloves. Surprisingly, the best material for these things turned out to be wool. The man-made materials used for modern skiing equipment are fine when you're active, but you need wool if you are standing around, which we wear much of the time.
Was it difficult getting close to film the polar bears?
It wasn't too bad. We made sure that we only wore white clothing so that the bears couldn't see us against the snow, and we even painted our camera equipment white. The main thing was to test the wind direction to be certain that we kept downwind of the bears. They have an astonishingly powerful sense of smell. They could detect us from over a kilometer away.
I'm ashamed to say I don't know very much about polar bears. I've only seen them in zoos. Can you tell me something about them? How big do they grow, for example?
If it's standing upright, a male polar bear can be more than 3 meters tall, and they easily reach a weight of more than 600 kilos. Although in the summer, when there is less food, they can lose up to half their body weight.
Did you see any baby polar bears?
Yes. In fact, I think that's one of the happiest memories, seeing baby polar bears playing in the snow. They are actually born under the snow in December and don't see the outside world until April, when they are about 4 months old. We managed to film 2 cubs leaving the den with their mother for the first time. It was a marvelous moment.
That's great! Now, can you tell me about what you are planning to do next? Are you going somewhere warm for a change?
No, not exactly. I shall be staying here for a while, actually. The head of natural sciences at Bristol University has invited me to give some lectures. So, for the next few months, I shall be preparing a series of them for the autumn term. But after that, who knows?
Well, good luck for future, Tim, and thank you for coming in to talk to us today.
Время, отведенное на выполнение и проверку задания блока аудирования, истекло.